Hello, this is Ruben.
Ruben, this is Eddie.
Hey, Eddie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Ruben. Had you sent that email you talked about?
Not yet, actually. I want to talk to you right now and then send you an email. I got behind, but I think I've got something that's kind of really special for you. I want you to write it down, go over some options, then I'm going to shoot you an email. The reason I'm going to do this, how you write this down, is I don't want to send you 20 different options. I don't think that accomplishes anything, okay?
Okay.
So let's talk about everything and go step by step. So the first thing is, I've got this trend. I've got 71,228,50 as the exact number, correct?
That's exact that we have it now. Yes.
Okay. And the vendor, I don't know if you had. Did you have a chance to speak to them or no?
Yeah, actually I did, and actually they know that we're seeking finances because I asked them if they finance, and they say they didn't, and. Does maybe your name came out of it, or the discount on a cash deal is not an option at this point.
Okay,
so let's move on.
Okay, so we'd still probably pay it up front since we don't have to go through pre-funding. It's going to make it easier, but they won't give you a discount for cash. Okay, no problem. So here's what I want to present for you. You want to have minimal payments. I understand that, and I'm going to give you something special. I'm going to give you a no money down product. Okay?
Okay.
So basically you're not going to write me a check for pretty much anything due at signing, all right?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Additionally, what I can do is this. There's two ways I can do it. I can just give you say no money down and then 36 payments, or I think I can do something that I think you'd really like, which is no money down. And then the first two payments are only going to be $99. So let's say we fund your deal today, okay? We fund it today. That means for August, you have the $99 payment. For September, you'll have a $99 payment. So you won't actually have to write a decent check until October.
Okay.
So
that's on a three-year option?
I can do this up to 5 years. I can do this up to 62 months. So I want to give you what I feel is the most appropriate option, and then get some feedback for you, okay?
Very good.
All right, so here's my thought process. If we do this, so we would assume that you would do, let's just do this.
I mean, it kind of makes it a little bit difficult, Ruben, because I don't know rates, interest rates you're charging on this loan. I really don't have a basis by which I can say, $99 for 2 months, then it'll be...
There's no... So let me answer your question. What you're referring to, and I know where you're leading, so I'm going to answer it. I don't care. So if you want to just do zero down and 60 payments, that's fine. It's the same cost of money for two down and 60 months.
I like what you're saying, Ruben. I really appreciate that, because in most other leases, as you're aware of, is usually the first month payment in advance.
There's usually first and last.
I understand that, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that right now, while it sounds good to me, I really don't have a point of reference until I know what kind of interest rate or at least what kind of projected monthly payments are on a 36 month. Or the 60 months.
Okay, and then that's what we're gonna go through and walk through, and then we're gonna send you everything in writing. Okay, I don't believe that these at the end of the day, I don't believe these doing this as a lease and doing quarterly benefits you at all. So I want to give you something that I think is a better product. That's kind of how I see it. So
I agree with it, Ruben. I'm on track so far, and it sounds good to me. Yes.
Okay. So. Here's what I'm going to suggest here. So let's kind of walk you through this step by step. So bear with me. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So if we wanted to do this, and let's just do this over a... All right, bear with me.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm just looking at all the. I have to calculate this exact because it's a custom approval. Okay. All So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of start from square one and give you an idea of a lot of I'm going to give you a few basic options. So let's just assume that you do zero down, zero nothing due at signing, you no payments in advance, and let's just assume you tell me, hey, Ruben, I just want to do zero due at signing, and I want to do a 36-month term. So I want 36 payments. No big deal. Okay. So let's give you those numbers as a starting point, which I think is the best way to do this. And this is off 71-220-850, and this would be a finance agreement, not a lease. So let's just bring this up. Okay. Let's see. So if we looked at this, nothing down,
yes,
we're looking at about a payment of, bear with me, we're looking at a payment of about 2334. Okay?
Sounds
so, 2334, zero down, 36 remaining payments.
Okay.
Now, but what I want to do is give you an idea of, since you want to have, like I said, we don't want to hit you for quarterly interim rent, but what we want to do is we want to give you the best deal. And so my job is kind of telling you what the best deal is without giving you complicated math. So here's my suggestion. You want to stretch this money out as long as possible. And what I think appropriate to do with this is as a 60 or 62-month term. So here's the avenues that I would give you and what I feel is appropriate. So option one is we do zero down, zero down, and you give us 60 remaining payments. So there's not the check due at signing, there's nothing due at signing. We say, hey, you know what? We give you a zero down scenario, no quarterly interim, none of that stuff. So give me a second.
You're not employing the two initial amounts of $99 yet on either.
No, so I'm gonna give you some options. I'm gonna walk you through that math. So let's assume you say, hey, Ruben, I just want to do zero down. And I want to give you two basic options, not 50. So you should say, I want to do zero down. I'll give you guys 60 months. No big deal. Okay. Zero down, 60 months, not a big deal. Let's do this.
What kind of payments are we looking at there?
You're looking at a payment of $15.54.
Okay.
And 49 cents. All right?
60 so you're looking months, at right?
60 months, zero down.
Okay.
60 months, zero down, and that's 60 remaining. That's 60 remaining payments. Just to kind of put that in perspective, to put that in perspective, you're not writing any check, but you are. You know, to give you an idea of what you're doing is this: on your other offer that you have, which is still a good offer, Balboa's offer is solid. But in that case, you're paying $13,000 back in interest over 3 years. So you're paying like $4,500 a year. In this case, you're paying so it's $13,000. It's about $13,500, I guess, divided by three. So you're paying around $4,300 a year in interest. In this case, you're stretching the money over a much longer time frame. So in this case, you're stretching it over a much longer time frame. But give me a second. You're paying 22 back, so you have a similar cost of interest, but it's over 5 years, so you're not paying more per year. The other option is this. Let's give you an idea. Let's say, hey, you want to do two contact payments. I can do one contact payment of 100 or two, but what I want to do is just give you an idea of what it would look like for two contact payments of 99 bucks. Okay? So that would mean, and they should be very similar numbers, so let's just do this. Okay. So let me do this. Can you confirm the number that I just gave you for 5 years?
The 1554.49?
Was it 1554? Okay.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sorry.
So if we use the same scenario, your payment's a little higher, but you're gonna have 60. You're gonna have two contact payments of $99, and your payment would be $1,571.89.
Let's just say, not necessarily.
So we're gonna add a little payment. So let's do this. Let's say you want one payment of $99. You want to push it out. Then you'd have 60 months left. So you'd have 61 payments. One at $99, yeah. 60, and if you did one contact payment, it'd be $1,573.90. $1,573.90. And if you wanted
with one contact payment.
One contact payment, yeah. If you wanted two contact payments,
it'd be the $1,571.
$1,571, correct. And the reason is, you're essentially, and there has to be a math equation behind that, because basically you're floating money out there for 2 months. You're floating $71,000, and the equivalent interest charges on $70,000 obviously exceed in a month $99. So you're basically holding the money out there for 2 months without really paying much on it.
Ruby, let me ask you this. On the three examples you've given me, on the four examples you've given me so far, is the interest rate on the money borrowed the same or does it vary?
Can you disclose what the interest or the APR is? Yeah, absolutely. So what we're giving you is a finance agreement. You're not going to have an APR on your documents, regardless of whether you go with us or probably Balboa or anyone else, because you're going to have a fixed payment agreement. This is not underwritten as a loan that separates interest and principal. You can run your own T-values, but there's not going to be an APR schedule. But to answer your question, the 60 and 62-month terms, the differences are minutely. They're the same program. You're looking at hairs on a dog's head. You're looking at very, very, very slight variations that have no basis in reality. It's just me playing with numbers, but it's essentially the same cost. On a 36-month term, the costs are very similar. Can I give you my real opinion?
Tell me.
All right. The 60 or 62-month deal is a better deal, and here's the reason why. If you have the ability to lock in, you're getting a locked fixed payment, which is a cost of money. And you have two offers on the table. Let's just give you an example. Let's just say your cost of money is 7% for 36 months, and let's say your cost of money is 8% over 60 months. So let's say it's a little more expensive for 36 versus 60. Most customers are going to tell you, hey, I want the 3-year term because it's 1% cheaper. But the reality is, it's a better deal for them to lock in the cost of funding over a longer period of time because it's a hedge. They're protecting themselves from any type of interest rates rising, and they're getting a guaranteed fixed payment. For the way that I price this deal out, your 36-month and 60-month term are almost exactly the same. There's a difference of nothing in a sense. So in terms of my disclosure, my two cents is this. If I came to you with a bank of Cardiff came to you in approval and said, hey, look, if you want to do 60 months, you've got to put 20% down. Or if you want to do 60 months, and you're going to pay a much, much higher rate to lock that in. Then there might be a decision to be made. In my opinion, there's no decision to be made. The 60 or 62-month deal is the deal you should take.
With or without the contact payments?
Yeah. If someone's offering you a longer-term loan at the same cost, you always do the longer term. Because keep in mind, your banks fluctuate. You know, sometimes your bank names are a little on the light side. So for me, I mean, the way that I see it is, do you want a really, really good deal, or do you want a really, really, really great deal? You take the great deal. The 62-month way is the way to go.
And what's the projected payment on the 3?
I'm sorry?
What's the payment that you project on a 62-month? I've got the one for 60 months.
So if you did two contact payments, $1,571.89.
Oh, there it is. That actually becomes a 62-month payment plan, right?
Well, yeah, because your first two payments are $99.
Exactly. Okay.
So that's actually a payment. That's why.
Okay. I guess I mean, do you need my response as to what I suggest you put it running for me?
Yeah, I mean, what
that you give me the option about 36 months, and then the two contact payments over 62 months.
Here's the thing. So here's what I can do to kind of walk you through. I can give you whatever you want within reason. If you wanted to do a 44-month term with two contact payments, I can do that. But this is just, I don't want this to turn into like an auto dealer idea. I want to treat you the way that I'd want to be treated. The best deal here is for you to do the longest term because your cost of money over a longer term is getting driven down. So I can shoot you an email with all these numbers, but you're hoping that the other person on the phone is a professional and is going to treat you right. The best deal here is a five-year term, either 60 or 62 months. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. That is the truth. Yeah. There's no argument there.
Yeah, but you know, Ruben, I've got to talk to my CEO and convince him of the better deal.
And yeah, I mean, it's
like, looking at it straightforward, I think the 62 months make sense.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is this. What is your email? Let me make sure I've got it right. Is it emart.007@hotmail.com?
It's e.mart.007@hotmail.com.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep you up. I'm going to keep you on the phone while I shoot you this email to make sure you have all the options, and then I'm going to let you go, but I want to make sure you have that. I don't think there's any convincing. I think if you look at it from a math point of view, the math is 60 or 62 months. That's just math. So yep. Let's shoot you an email. Give me a second. Okay. But I think we're on the same page.
Yeah. Let me know when you say it so I can look it up on
yeah.
my end.
Yeah, I'm drafting it right now. I'm just going to confirm these numbers. It's approved. We can structure the financing with zero, do it signing. And we're talking about true zero, nothing. Do it signing.
Yeah.
Signing. And then also you can choose if you want to do... If you want to add on two contact payments, one or two contact payments for the term of $99. To give you a few scenarios. So we're gonna do 60 months, zero down. So 60 months. What was the payment I quoted you?
$1,571.89.
Now, is that with contact payments or without?
This is with the two contact payments. Without the contact payments, is $1,554.
So it's first two payments at, let's see, at $99. And then so the first two payments were at $99, and then what was the remaining payment? $1,571?
Yeah, $1,571.89.
And what was it at without a contact payment?
$1,554.
Okay. Give me $1,554 a month. Okay. And I'm not going to include the change here, by the way, so don't, you know.
I know.
I don't have time to do that nonsense.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do 36 months. What were the numbers I quoted you?
For 36 months without contact payments is $2,334.
Okay, so, and that's let's just make sure that's correct. You know what? What number did you have again?
For the 36 months?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see. 2334. 36 months, no down, no contact payments.
Okay.
But you're right. I'm leaning towards the 60 months or 62 months with the two contract payments at 1571.
Okay. So. Okay. Give me a second. All right. This makes sense to me. All right. So what I'm going to actually do is I just reran the numbers. I'm glad we're on the phone. My payment was off. So we're actually at 2329. We're at 2330 about actually with change. If we do a 36 month term.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And then if we added in two contact payments, okay, so let me send you this email. Let's see if you get this. I can also add contact payments at $99 if you want for this term or any term. Thanks. Once I get a copy, of the driver's license of the authorized signer, I can send you a contract, This would be a finance agreement.
Okay.
So let's see if you get this email.
Okay.
Dial equipment. Let's see if you get this email.
Okay. Here it is. Got it.
Cool. Cool. If you have any questions, give me a holler. Hopefully, we will find a way to make you happy here.
Thank you, Ruben.
Okay, perfect.
Good. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.